Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. And it's slowly picking up steam. It's coming down the hill, and as it comes down, it's getting bigger and bigger. Now, you at the bottom, and it's still a few thousand yards away from you. You got time to get out the way because you can see it. It's huge. But while you're running, it could be the smallest of things. It could be a little tennis ball or golf ball in your way. And you're running for your life, so you're not paying attention to nothing small like that. That golf ball can trip you up. Little golf ball. It makes you slide and tumble, break your leg. Next thing you know, that big old boulder is coming down upon you, on your body. And that's all she wrote. But it's the little thing. That's kind of a crazy analogy, but you get the point. It's the little things that we may not pay a lot of attention to that trips us up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pay attention to that middle ground. Yes, are you hot or cold? Those are two extremes. And actually, that's where Yah demands. Because if you think he's looking at your middle ground, we're going to prove that that is wrong in Scripture. But there is no middle ground in Yah. And we have a scripture coming up. Here's our foundational scripture for tonight. It's found in 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18, and I'm going to do verse 21. Now, I can read it, you know, cut and dry, but we're going to expound. We're going to clarify. We're not going to add to it, subtract. We're just going to clarify some things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so clarify. Just like you were going to your concordance and take keywords and expound upon the words, but, you know, the meaning of the words in their original meaning. That's how we're going to clarify. So this is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Remember, are you hot or cold? Because there's no middle ground in Yah. Scripture reads, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? So he had a question himself. How long halt ye between two opinions? So do you see a parallel already? Remember, title, are you hot or cold? Hey, hot or cold? And Elijah saying, he's talking to the people, the Israelites. He's saying, how long halt ye between two opinions, okay? Hot or cold is two things, so between two opinions. He's saying, if Yahuwah is the Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, follow him, okay? Follow him.
Hallelujah.
He said, but if Baal, in other words, if HaShaitan is your master, then follow him, okay? Those are two choices. You might think there's a middle ground. See, look, I told you, we're going to let Scripture prove it out. And why are we doing that? Because we want you to make the right choice. Scripture says, choose ye this day whom you will serve, okay? So by the end of this, hopefully you see the two choices, and hopefully you know there are only two choices, and hopefully you make the right choice. Remember, Scripture says, choose life. Okay. And it says, if HaShaitan is your master, follow him. It says, and the people. Now, this is the sad part. It says, and the people, the ones he was talking to, answered him not a word. That sounds like it. Answered him not a word. See? In other words, they were unsure. They were uncertain. See? They were betwixt two opinions. Their loyalties were divided. And that's where Yah cannot get the esteem from his people, when their loyalties are undivided, when they are uncertain, unsure, you know, half-stepping, you can call it, lukewarm. There's a whole bunch of that. When they're betwixt two opinions, when they're double-minded. He said, when a person double-minded, he said, let not that person think that they'll receive anything from Yahuwah. Okay? That's how strong he was on that. Okay. So we have other support in scriptures, but sorry. Sometimes I go through these introductions, and my partner's sitting right up there. I'm going to introduce him. Of course, we have with us tonight my brother, Elder Yael.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Yael is with us, and I am Elder Uliah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just get so happy and excited to have another opportunity to come before you. You know, we just can't follow the script, you know, verbatim. So, but yeah, I'm happy to have my elder here. And Elder, if you don't mind, I would just like to read a backdrop, a scripture that will support this whole premise here.
Okay.
You know, that there is no middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
I know the way we usually do it, but I just want to kind of branch out and read this to give them a foundation. And then we'll turn it over. Okay, so here's the backdrop I'm going to have to get on this scripture. This is found in 2 Kings. I read it to 1 Kings. This is found in 2 Kings. And so here's the children of Israel again. Now, I'm going to just summarize it.
Mm-hmm.
They found themselves in captivity. Okay. Found themselves in captivity because they had forsaken Yah's laws and commandments. Yet again, right? What else is new? Okay, so you just to read the first scripture, it'll give you a little backdrop of it. It says, in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that, of course, which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. But not as the kings of Israel that was before him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it goes on, you know, to just for sake of time, Assyria eventually took over Samaria and Israel. Okay. So here's Israel going into captivity, and that's in we're gonna read verse 6 there. Well, I'll read verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the king of Assyria came up throughout the land and went up to Samaria, okay, and besieged it 3 years. And verse 6, in the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria, took Samaria. So he didn't only take Samaria, but listen to this, and carried Israel away into Assyria, carried him away captive, and placed them in Halah and in Habar by the river Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. So it was that the children of Israel, okay, I love you, I love his word, because he always gives explanation. It's not that they just going in and out of captivities all over the, you know, the land, all over the world. You got to see what was the reasons. Because, you know, you hear, if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much what happened in this transatlantic slave trade. But listen how they got there. Well, it was so that the children of Israel had sinned. And what's the definition of sin? The sin is transgressing Yah's laws and commandments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the children of Israel had sinned. They disobeyed Yah's laws and commandments against Yahuwah, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods or other mighty ones. It says, and walked in the statutes of the heathen. See, that's what they do. They're not our foreparents and us today. We need to put it on them. We not only turn from following Yah's laws and commandments, but we actually turn to the ways of the heathen. And he strictly forbade us to not do both. Don't forsake his laws and commandments. And he say, do not learn the way. In other words, do not become accustomed to and assimilated to the ways of the heathen. And look what he said. He says, they walked in the statutes of the heathen.
Mm-hmm.
So they did just what he said not to do. Whom Yahuwah had cast out from before them. Okay, so he cast this group out because, you know, he wanted them to come in, but they wind up, instead of being faithful, they wind up following the ways of the heathen and kicking Yah to the curb.
Mm.
That's how crazy we are. And they thought there was going to be no consequences. This word tonight, it could have had a lot of times. One could have been, you think there's no consequences for your half-stepping. There are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how our foreparents have found themselves going in and out of captivity. Now, I'm going to try to skip as close as I can to get to chapter 41.
Mm-hmm.
So, here it goes. So, we know right now they're in captivity, and guess what? In captivity, they're still not doing right. See, this captivity, as I read this whole chapter, it does not seem nowhere near as hard as the captivity that our ancestors went through here in Babylon, here in America. So, because their oppressor, he had been ordered to have one of their priests come over to teach them, to remind them and to teach them how to serve in the ways of Yah. But guess what? They learned a little bit, but they still held on to the ways of the heathen. They loved the ways of the heathen so much. Well, look, I wonder why they do that. Because there are some temporary gains, okay? Now, we're not talking about spiritually, but we're talking about in the flesh. The way of the heathen usually caters to the pleasure principle. It usually caters to the flesh. That's why a lot of our foreparents and a lot of us today do not want to give up. They do not want to come all the way out. When I say all the way out, that means forsaken the ways of the world and come all the way to the ways of Yah because of the flesh. So here's their oppressor in Assyria, ordered a priest, Israelite priest, to teach them the ways of Yah again, because they got that far away that a heathen king had to order a priest to come in to reteach them, to let them relearn their own way, their own customs. Now you know that's pitiful. That's a pitiful testament. Okay, look, I'm gonna start in verse 25. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not Yahuwah. Therefore Yahuwah sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, and this is the embarrassing part. They spake to the king of Assyria, saying, now they're getting persecuted. Yahuwah keeps giving them, I don't want to say little hints, because getting eaten by a lion is not little, but he could have totally destroyed them.
Yeah.
But he didn't. See, he always just warns them. He says he's going to chasten those whom he loves. So he gives them warning. He gives them admonishment. But they still don't want to let it go because of their love of the ways of the heathen and those benefits that cater to the flesh. So they called this king from Assyria, their oppressor, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. It says, therefore he had sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. And he says, verse 27, the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence. Well, you carried also into captivity. And let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of your God, the manner of the Most High. We know Yahuwah is not a God, but the manner of Yahuwah. It says, then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them, listen, he taught them how they should fear Yahuwah. Albeit, and listen, this priest is teaching them the way of Yahuwah. But look, howbeit, every nation made gods or idols of their own and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwell. And the men of Babylon made Succoth, Banoth, and the men of the, now these are different deities that they made these gods, made Succoth, Banoth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Abite made Nidhaz, So they fear, listen, here's the half-stepping part. And listen, so they feared Yahuwah and laid unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. So they were trying to, straddle the fence, serve their false deity, and get the so-called flesh benefits from that, and try to serve the Most High at the same time. It doesn't work. No. Listen to this. They feared Yahuwah. They said they feared Yahuwah and served their own gods. Now, does that make any sense? This is right in the Word. This is 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 33. You can't make this up. It actually said again, they feared Yahuwah and served their own gods. Now, of course, we know that that's counterproductive, and we know there's a penalty for that. There's consequences for that. We're trying to do that. It says, after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from them. So they copied the ways of the nations, just what Jeremiah told them not to do. He said, don't learn the way of the heathen. It says, unto this day now, this is back then, do they after the former manners. For they fear not Yahuwah, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinance, or after the law and commandments, which Yahuwah commanded the children of Jacob, which he named Israel, with whom Yahuwah had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Yahuwah, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. Okay? It says, but Yahuwah, your mighty one, ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you. See, this condition. He said, Yahuwah, your mighty one, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of your enemies. See, so we want Yah's protection and his provision, but we do not want to fulfill his prerequisites for that. We just want it on our own terms. We want his benefits, his blessings, his provisions, his protection, but we want it at our own terms. We do not want to serve the Most High with all of our hearts. We want to keep our little bag of tricks in our pockets, our deities, our gods, and try to get all the benefits of the Most High at the same time. You might think it works. It doesn't work.
That's right.
It says, howbeit, they did not hearken. See? They did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared Yahuwah and served their graven images. This is the last verse. So these nations feared Yahuwah and served their graven images. That's like you're trying to serve Yah and Hashetah. It says, both their children, see, they taught their children this mess. Their children was watching them, and so they're raising up generations for this foolishness. How do you think we got here today? How do you think our people are here today? Our people's, at best, serve the Most High lukewarm. I'm not saying everybody's a hypocrite, but if you look at especially the mainstream religions our people are in, Islam, especially Christianity, Islam at least have a manure of righteousness. You know, they try to have some type of strict regimen about their life. Christianity just pretty much do anything. You know, you just walk by them and ask them, you ask them how they're doing. First thing they say, I'm blessed and highly favored. They could just come out of a nightclub, drunk, everything. But they're blessed and highly favored. It says, so they serve the nation. So these nations fear Yahuwah and serve their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Okay, so the question again, are you hot or cold. There is no middle ground in Yahuwah. No indecisiveness. In other words, trying to serve multiple gods, idols, or deities. We know that Yahuwah is not a god. It's not a deity. But you're serving your own self-interest of the flesh. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Okay, so I'm just going to wrote a summary on this, and this is very short. So Israel was in captivity to Assyria because they forsook the laws and commandments of the Most High and did what pleased them in their heart. They tried to serve, here it is, they tried to serve Yahuwah just enough to have his blessings and protection. But they did not want to devote themselves exclusively to serving him. They did not want to put away their idols. They wanted to half-step, serve Yahuwah and their flesh, serve Yahuwah and HaShetan simultaneously. But Yah's word says we cannot serve two or more masters. You're gonna, he said you're either going to love one and hate the other, or you're either going to cleave to the one and despise the other. Since you cannot serve Yahuwah and Mammon, in other words, the things of the world. And we know there's a consequence for being double-mindedness, for being lukewarm. And elders, right before I get this to you, I'm just going to read this other scripture. It's a quick one here. It says, Revelations 3 and 15 and 16. Listen here. He says, I know thy works. He said, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He says, I would, in other words, I would rather that you were cold or hot. Being one of the other camps. Because this in the middle ground that you what that you're at and your ancestors have always tried to be at, serve their flesh, he says, I would you were either cold or hot. He says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew, in other words, vomit thee out of my mouth. Last scripture, Joshua 25:15 says, choose you this day. They stop the middle ground. Whom ye will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, whether the gods which your fathers served, and some of those was what I was reading back in Kings, they were doing. Which your gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But listen to what Joshua says. He says, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we will serve Yahuwah. We're going to serve him with all of our heart. So there is no middle ground. If you want God's blessings, you want his protection, you want his provision, there is a commitment. There's a price you have to pay.
That's right.
Our price is in our service, our love for him, our commitment for him.
Right.
Luke 10:27 says we are to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. Jeremiah 29:13, it just wraps it all up to let you know there's no middle ground. He says, they will find me. We're talking about each individual. He said, when they seek me with their whole heart, with all of their heart, they will find me. So there is no middle ground. What is the application today? How does all this apply to us today? Some real world applications. Well, look what we're about to go through. Look what we've gone through, yeah. But look what we're about to go through. Okay. I've been fasting from the television on the that coronavirus issue because, like we said, all they're doing is slowly conditioning us, brainwashing us. Just like that frog that started in a pot of cold water and slowly turned up the temperature and just slowly cooking without him even noticing it, we're being slow cooked to death by that tube, that television, that's right in front of your face. So what's happening? You're being pumped fear. Yeah. Look who's getting the coronavirus today. Oh, 200,000 new cases just today. 1 million new cases a day. Oh, 10,000 people died today. 20,000 people died yesterday. Everybody could get it. Not just old now, young people. Even babies are getting it and dying. And the whole world, they're flooding with fear, this demonic propaganda. And so then what they offer you? But we have some saviors. Pfizer and what's that other company? Bill Gates got a lot invested in this company, Nirvana, I think it's Nirvana. I'll have to double check on that.
Okay.
But they're saying, oh, but vaccine is almost ready. It's almost ready. Your salvation is almost ready. It's almost there. And it's 99% effective. So what's going to happen? We've been conditioned. Mm-hmm. And so the application today, if we're not serving Yahuwah with all of our heart, we're left vulnerable. You are no match to the wits and schemes of HaShaitan. He's been around for eons of time. You just got on the scene, Johnny come lately. I don't care if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, you just got on the scene. You see the programming that's going on, the propaganda, and Scripture has already told us that wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There'll be many that go therein. Only going to be a few that go that narrow, straight road. You say only a few there be. So most people are just going to go the way of the world. They're going to go. They're not going to be a going kicking and screaming. No, a few might do it, but most of them are going to be voluntarily lined. Just like you saw all these Negroes lined up to vote. Right? Turned out in record numbers. Lined up to vote for a devil. To vote for a man who says, I don't want my kids going to school in a jungle with Negro, basically, as he's saying. I don't want it. He don't want the integration in school. He says, it's just like a jungle when it's integrated. He said, I don't want my kids growing up in a jungle. He said, they're going to put y'all back in check. This man has said so many racial things, and he's actually done nothing for so-called black people. But look how these Negroes were lined up to vote for this corpse. He looked like a corpse. To vote for this thing. And then, even when the elections, it was not official, but when just the news start projecting, I projected he's a winner, these Negroes are dancing in the street like they can't just run the Super Bowl or something. Which would be another crazy thing to do, but I've done that before, which was crazy of me. You know, some sports people throwing a ball around. Look, all of us did some stupid things in the past, but look, we're supposed to be past that. We're talking about, we have seen how our people, we have declined over the last 10, 20 years. It's shot in the street, Chicago. I don't think they keep accurate statistics no more on how many times we're killing each other over there. Our condition, the digital divide is getting bigger and bigger between blacks and non-blacks, but we're celebrating a man who's done nothing but harm to us. The Biden bill incarcerated black people for the minutest of so-called crime. Nonviolent crimes, 20, 30 years. If you get caught with an ounce or so or whatever, small amount, insignificant amount of marijuana. We're not even talking about heroin or meth, amphetamine. The man was just locking them up left and right. And we know that's a modern-day slavery, prison industrial complex. So, but these same people that he's locking up, or or at least the descendants of these people, they, the ancestry of these people, they are dancing in the streets.
Mm.
Dancing in the streets. So you think it's going to be, so you think they're not going to trust and go very willingly when they say, okay, it's time to line up, all you Negroes, because we see from all reports they're going to start with us first.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be guinea pig, but they say, they twisted their words, they twisted. But we're doing y'all a favor.
Mm.
We're doing y'all a favor. We're going to start with the, we got to start with the most vulnerable people, the poorest, the most downtrodden. Even the Pope, I saw, said we got, it would be inhumane if we keep the vaccine just for the rich and privileged. We got to offer it to the poor and downtrodden first.
Mm-hmm.
That dirty, rotten Pope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Pope is pretty much, he got the ear of all the leaders of the world because they're all serving Hashetan, including himself. So we know the game plan. They want to wipe us out first. Yeah, you might not see the wipe out the day after they take it or a month after they take it, but once it's in you, it's in you.
Yeah.
And that thing has a gestation period or it has a period that it is going to be in your body, just lying dormant for 6 months, a year, and then it does its damage. Trust me, it's going to do its damage.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's in you, you can't open up your skin and drain your own blood.
That's right.
It's in you. It's in you. And if it wasn't in you by force, most of you who take it is going to be in you by voluntary means.
Mm-hmm.
Like people say, consensual. You know, relations. It's going to be in you by consent, by your consent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it has consequences. That's why what we're saying today, that we're not just naming some title. Are you hot or cold? There is no middle ground in you. No, this has practical application because you want his blessings, his protection, his provision. It's a price to pay for that. It's not a hard price. His word says it's not a grievous price. He said, this is the love of Yah, that we keep his commandments, and that is not grievous. His commandments are not grievous, so this is not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you love him, it's not hard to do. But if you think there's a middle ground, and you think you could play Yah, just like you play a cheat on one of your partners in a relationship, you cannot play the Most High.
That's right.
So how is this going to have an application? You are not going to have the backbone, the spiritual backbone, to stand up.
Mm.
You are going to fall victim to either this or some other scheme down the pipe. You're going to fall victim.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not going to have what it takes. You're not going to have the strength of your fullest spirit. Because that's what it's going to take. It says not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit. You're not going to have the power that comes with the Ruach HaKodesh. That enables you to stand. Say, after having done all to stand, stand therefore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to have the power to stand therefore.
Hmm.
You're going to melt. You're going to wilt. And you're going to march right there voluntarily. And you're going to give them whatever they want, whatever they require of you. So it's a price to pay when you try to be lukewarm for Yah. When you try to play both sides of the fence, the spirit and the flesh. You want the things that come with the flesh. You want the pleasure. You don't want to give it up.
Mm.
The prestige, you know,
mm-hmm.
the pride. You don't want to give up. There's a price for that. It's a detrimental price.
Yeah.
Too big of a price. The Bible says, would profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world, to gain everything that they wish for and to lose their own soul.
Hmm.
Are you willing to pay that price?
Hmm.
Because if you are living your life like there is some kind of middle ground between Yah and Satan, and you could tightrope between the two, you could straddle the fence, you could get your share of the flesh, like I've read in 2 Kings, and try to serve you, Yahuwah, too, you're deceiving yourselves. Mm. You have to feed yourselves, and in the end, you will be exposed. You will be exposed. Mm. And it could cost you your very soul. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on up, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you're right, because, see, we don't want to find ourselves coming up at the end and then hear the word, "I never knew you, you worker of iniquity." You know?
Hallelujah.
See, that's what we don't want to do. And that's why we're giving these messages now, because we are trying to warn our people. You see? And that's what we're trying to do. We want to make sure you're not just out there and all of a sudden you don't know what to do, how to think. You're just going to just follow the crowd. Because, you know, we got some black politicians. These clowns, they'll just sign up with Satan too, just as the white man is too. You
absolutely
know? They sign up and they'll tell you any kind of old lie to get you to fall in line the way they want you to go. Biden lie. That's why one old black politician, I forget his name, I don't know if it's Clay or something, whatever his name is.
Oh, Claiborne.
Claiborne. Yeah.
Oh,
you
see? That's an old man. He's like an old Jim Crow Negro.
I'm telling you, that crooked, I don't know what to call it.
Oh,
but anyway, yeah, crooked sap sucker, you know, out there done stepped out there, just got all and raked in as many brews he could to vote for Biden. You see, Biden wouldn't even have a chance. He would have never been able to have a chance to be a presidential candidate, you know.
That's right.
Except for this old Clyburn guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the bad part, when you allow yourself, you turn so far from the word of Yah yourself, until you're gonna let some black devil come into your face and tell you, tell you what to do, how you should vote, and all of these sort of things. You know, it's just like telling you who you should worship. That's exactly what it is. That's what these black folks, our people, are doing.
That's right.
You know, they're out there letting these black demons come out, you know, that's been out there, up there. He's been up there, Clyburn been up there probably about as long as old Biden himself, too. You never know. And so, you know, they working together. And they're all, with those black demons up there, and we got themselves recruited by these white demons, you know, to basically deceive the true people of Yah, the Hebrew Israelites.
Right.
You see? And that's why we do these shows, because we try to warn you people. Warn you. Don't follow a sucker just because he done got in a position with the politician. You know, like Kamala Harris, she ain't worth the dirt on her feet. You know, you don't need to even think about what she thinks she got to say. You know, because that ain't nothing but a deception for you, all of you, everybody out there, anybody you see out there that call themselves climbing the ladder, you know, in this political world, you better turn away from those demons as fast as you could and call them what they are. They are devils. They are Satan worshipers. That's what they are, you see, and they are designed to try to trick you. Get you to do something stupid. You know, do something against the word of Yah. That's what they don't do. That's what they're all about. You know, they're not out there trying to lead you and guide you to get you to know who Yahuwah himself is. No, they want to detract you and get you away, pull you out away from that. You know, that's what this battle is all about. These demons out there fighting, doing whatever, recruiting whoever they can to trick the true people of Yahuwah, okay? And that's what we want to see, if we can, you know, stop some of that, because that's not good, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we want to stop it. We want to bring the truth to the people so that they can make up their mind, decide what they want to do for themselves, and hopefully they will look and see what the word of Yah is saying to them and start considering about Yahuwah in their life. Okay, I just want to listen. I want you to listen to a few words that Yahuwah has to say. Let's go to Isaiah 58:2, okay? I'm going to start here, and we'll just move on down as best we can. It says here, the second verse in Isaiah 58, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook for the ordinances of their Allah. Okay? They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Yahuwah. Okay? And Isaiah 65:5 says, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me. Oh, for I am holier than thou. You see? These crickets. Crickets, sapsuckers. I'm holier than thou. You see? Y'all got y'all figured out, got these demons figured out. You know?
Yeah.
And that's why we got to listen to what Yahuwah is telling us, okay? Because he's giving us righteous ruling, righteous ways to judge when it comes down to these demons out here, these politicians, so forth. These are, it tells us, these are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. You see what Yahuwah thinks about these crooked rascals out there? Okay?
Yes.
That's what we need to realize this night and get on Yahuwah's side so you can start thinking and looking at this, seeing these people with your eyes open, okay, and seeing the trickery of Satan that is working in them to drag you in, you see, and bring you down to nothing. See, Jeremiah 2:35 says, yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Okay, you think that, you keep thinking that, okay? Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou mayest, I have not sinned. Okay? Thou sayest, I have not sinned. Yeah, okay, you say you have not sinned. Okay, Matthew 5:6-5 says, and when thou prayest, tells you, see, Yahuwah, he's got everything designed, and he's speaking to us all the time in a way to try to bring us to righteousness, to our right mind. You see?
That's right.
Because if we keep out there following these people, then we're going to always be half-cocked. We're going to be double-minded. Like you said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, according to the words. You see? And so, you know, he wants us to be straight and be sound-minded so that we can make the right rulings, right decisions. Okay? He says, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, okay? For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
You hear that, Bruce?
What Yahuwah and Yahusha is telling us, trying to bring us to our senses. Because as long as we're out there following these cricket-tailed people, Gentiles, we ain't going to get it right. We're going to be messed up. We're going to come up on the end because the time is so short, okay?
That's right.
The time is so short. Yeah, he's waking up a lot of his people. While you're out there hopping around thinking you all cool, following these garbage out there, these Gentiles and these politicians and so forth, you, next thing you know, you're going to wake up one day, and it's going to be over. It's going to be too late for you to say you repent or anything, because it's just going to be over. Y'all don't know, you don't really want us, you know, if you didn't cut this thing short, wouldn't nobody be saved. None of us.
Hallelujah, that's right.
So this thing will be cut short, you see, because Satan thinks he's smart. He ain't that smart. He thinks
he's
smart. You see, but we don't want to be caught up. We don't want to make a fool out of ourselves following this garbage out here in the street, out there in the political world. You know, we are smarter than that. We are the children of Israel, okay? That's why he said, they that are called by my name, you see, my people, they are called by my name. You see,
hallelujah.
If you will humble yourself and seek my face and pray, I will heal you, heal your land, okay? So that's why, you know, we don't have to be a fool out here for anybody. You know, it's too much that mess been going on for too long amongst us, okay? Isaiah 1:13 says, bring no more vain, oblations. Bring no more, okay? Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with, okay? It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting, okay? So Yahuwah, he's looking at our situation down here, and he sees it, and he's trying to help you, Hebrew man, so-called African-American. He's trying to help us wake up, okay?
That's right.
So that we can have the right ruling, the right sound mind to make the right judgment of, about anything, anybody, you know? It says, wherefore, the master said, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips, okay, do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. You see that? That's what I'm talking about. Like you said, you can't make no, you gotta be honest with yourself when it comes down to walking this right, righteousness, this right road, right,
right,
straight and narrow path, okay? You can't be lying to yourself thinking you're gonna be all right. Oh, I can do anything. I don't care. I'll be all right. You know, that's what seems to be going on in a lot of people's minds, a lot of our, you know, people. Okay, Matthew 23:23 says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Okay? You see, he ain't leaving none of you guys out. About the scribes, Pharisees, and the hypocrites. Okay? For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. You see, you have just turn your back to that. Just omit that. Judgment, mercy, and faith, these ought ye to have done, and to not to leave the other undone. You see, we gotta wake up, people. Wake up, wake up, wake up. All right, because these, you don't know. I don't know how long we're gonna have the opportunity to hear these kind word that the master has provided for us to be able to follow his counsel, okay? Because see, this could be wiped out. This could be gone anytime. You never know. You know, this information that we're looking at right now, you see, is word that has the saving power in them. It says Galatians 4:10. It says, ye observe days and months and times and years, okay? I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. See? This is what this is. You see? While the master is feeling towards us, okay, because of the behavior we ourselves are putting forth out there, okay? Colossians 2:20 says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Okay? 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of righteousness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Okay? He's telling us, he's giving us pretty straightforwardness. He's just telling us, just, you know, this thing is so serious. We need to come out from behind, among them. Come out from among this stupidity that which we done turn ourselves to and acting like we done forgot. We can't even remember what went on in our life just yesterday.
That's right.
Because these things just, you know, They just passed a lot of things that we've done and our ancestors have done. That's why they were written down, for our learning, so that we can learn and have something to build on, to come out of, you know, because it's nothing like being left totally ignorant, not being allowed or having a chance to even have an inkling idea of what's been going on. Now, see, that's why Yahuwah has his love for us. He makes sure you have that opportunity, okay? You have that opportunity, you know? You can't come up on Judgment Day and say, oh, well, I don't know. It's too late, you know? It's too late. You can't, you know, because you are giving the opportunity to know what is, you know, righteous and what is not, okay? And you're given the opportunity to turn and repent for things that you have done before Yahuwah that you know is wrong, okay? Because, you know, the scripture says the heart knoweth its own bitterness. So you can't, you know, walk around and lie as though you done things and then now you're going to say, oh, how do you know that? I forgot. Oh, okay, well, No. But you know. That's why Yah put this word in us the way he did for us, you see? And ain't no use of us walking around making a fool out of ourselves, our own self, you know? That ain't gonna work, you know? Let me just look at a little few more words that Yahuwah, that has been given to the children of Israel so that we'll have something to bring ourselves to common sense, back to our right mind, okay?
Yeah.
So let's go back to, I'm just go back a little bit to, look like, let's see, Deuteronomy 10, 12, I believe. It says here, and now, Israel, what does the Mighty One, thy Allah, requires of thee? But to fear the Most High, thy Allah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Allah, thy Mighty One, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You see?
Now, yes.
That's something to think about there, you know? We have this opportunity. Look at that. It's given to us right now.
That's right.
I tell you, we just got to be strong enough to turn to righteousness. No matter how good this unrighteousness feels to you, okay, it's time to for us to turn to righteousness. You see? Because Yahuwah, he does love us, okay? And we're the one that's going to want to play crazy, play like we don't know what love is. We don't forget. We don't even think about. We don't even have time to even look at this word. If we do, we got to take it back to our pastor to see what our pastor say. That's, you know, ain't no use to wasting your time with him, okay? Because he gonna you take some truth to him from straight from the word of Yah, and he'll turn around right in your face and just pervert it.
That's right.
And you crazy enough to follow that jerk? No. Walk away from it. You better. Ecclesiastes 12:13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Okay? It says, fear Yahuwah and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. You see that? Look at what he's telling us. Look what he's giving us today. The whole duty is fear him. Okay? All right. Fear Yahuwah. Keep his commandments. And his commandments are right there in this same book that you're reading out of. Okay? He didn't hide it from you. You know, he didn't say you got to go running across the water in order to get it. No, he said it's right with you, right in your mouth. You see?
That's right.
It's right there with you. So you ain't got no excuse. Okay? And Hosea 6:6 tells us, say, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Okay?
Yeah.
and the knowledge of Yahuwah more than burnt offerings. Can you imagine that? Yeah.
You
see that? See, that's what he's talking about. He desires mercy and not sacrifice. Okay? And the knowledge of Yahuwah more than burnt offerings. I had an opportunity today to share some of this stuff with, you know, some of my Hebrew sisters and just to share, just to speak it, just to look at it from Yahuwah's mouth so that they won't think that it's just me rattling off at my, you know, just running off my face, out of my face. You know, I'm just reading it, reading the truth. It's written, it's already written down for you. Okay? Okay, Matthew 6, verse 8 says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good. You see that? He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what the Allah requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy mighty one. You see that? There it is. It's right there. I told you, it's right there before our face. You know, we have this opportunity. We have this opportunity. That's why right now, it's the best thing to do for you to do now is repent. Ask Yahuwah to forgive you. I'm asking him. I ain't too proud to say, Yahuwah, please forgive me and my family, okay? Because we know we have sinned. We have done things that is not right in your sight. We just pray for your mercy. Because, you know, time is coming short, running short. It's running on short, okay? It ain't playing, okay? Mark 12:33 says, and to love him with all the heart. See, that's where so many of us bruise. I guess we just forget. That's where we slipping at. You know, we act like we don't even know how to love Yahuwah with all our heart and with all the understanding. And with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself. We got to love our neighbor. Is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. You see that? That's more than burnt offerings, more than sacrifices, right there. Just to do what he says to do. Take your heart, put your heart in the right place, okay? And the right place is right here in his book, in his word, okay? These words, you know, it tells us, John 6:63, he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see? So there it is, the words that I speak to you, you see? And that's what Yahuwah is trying to get us to see and hear and understand. Okay?
Yeah.
This thing is not hard. It's not that hard, so hard that you got to go acting a dummy, pretending or acting like you need to be slain by somebody to knock some sense in you. You know, he's trying to give you this sense way before it comes time to have to try to knock it into you, because it may be too late when that happens. It just may be too late, okay? Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, okay? Listen at that, okay? So if we understand these things and take them and accept them and put these things to practice in our own life, okay, then, you know, these things will become easier for you to do, okay?
That's right.
It will become easier. James 1:27, pure righteousness and undefiled before Yahuwah and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So you see that? See, making it simple, just laying it out so that you don't have no real excuse. Okay? You don't have no excuse. You just got to be willing to love Yahuwah. Okay? But if you listen to these demons out here and you let them lead you and guide you, these politicians and people like that, then you ain't going to love yourself, let alone loving Yahuwah. Okay? You ain't going to have no strength to love nobody. Because you're going to be so caught up in this world, and Satan, he will catch you up, and next thing you know, you're following the biggest liar, the one that was a liar from the beginning. You see? We see how he deceived Eve, okay? And just got Eve, Adam and Eve, all tangled up, and they had to get kicked out of the land that they were created in, okay? Kicked them out because of what they did following Satan, okay? The big deceptor, the big liar, following his will, you see? And didn't get nowhere. That's it. Just that simple. So, Elder, I just wanted to lay a little bit on this, you know, and I can let you come on back up some more if you want to, and we can take this thing on out to the end. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. May Yah
bless
the word, the reading of his word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Elder.
Mm.
Like I said, what we're trying to show you now is some practical application.
Mm-hmm.
What is all this stuff says? Are you hot or cold? How's that going to play in your personal life? When we say there is no middle ground in Yahuwah, how's that going to play in your personal life? Well, Elder just painted a good picture how that's going to play in your life. You're going to be so weak. You're going to be able to be led astray by these false, wicked witnesses like Jim Crow Clyburn. You know, well, let's say Jim Crow Joe Biden and Django Clyburn, because that's what more character. He's like Django.
Mm-hmm.
He carries the water for the slave master. He carries the water for Biden and the like.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow this old guy. He helps lead Biden to victory, and you're out in the streets celebrate like you won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you do. You know you basically signed your John Hancock. You basically signed your signature onto whatever wicked agenda they plan to implement during their term, on their watch.
Mm-hmm.
You basically co-signed on it when you punched that ballot. Those of you actually foolish enough to punch the ballot. And if you believe these, I don't believe they're accurate, but if you halfway believe these false numbers that they got out saying more people voted for Joe Biden than any other president in United States history, for this man, oh my goodness, if that's true, if that's anywhere near being true, that shows the awful mess this country's in.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man looks like he's got one leg in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
But look, we want to give some application. I pulled something up on Reuters. Reuters is a big news distribution, big news network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of the big network news companies get their streams of news from Reuters. Okay, so this is something for those of you who believe it's not true unless a white organization says it's true. You know, unless you hear from a white organization. Well, here's your biggest white organization, your biggest, whitest, white Jewish organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on Reuters, what's the date? This is June the 15th,
mm-hmm.
2020, so this year. So here's what they're planning on doing, in case you didn't know. But you who were dancing out in the streets, it says, Melinda Gates has said black people must be vaccinated first for COVID-19 after. Oh, she did put one group first. She said after healthcare That's pretty high up on the charts. That's pretty high up. If you just got one little group ahead of you, that means they can get to you real quick. You ain't gonna have time to run. So the only group is over you, they says healthcare worker. So she plans to say blacks must be vaccinated first for COVID-19 after healthcare worker. That's where she say first. And then she use the word first, then she say after healthcare worker. Okay, but it says though Gates did argue that African American second to healthcare workers should be given priority, to the access to COVID-19 vaccine once it is available. Okay. Now, here's another. I'm going to read the whole thing. It says, where are we at here? I'm sorry. In an interview with Time Magazine on June 4th, 2020, Gates says the first people that need this vaccine are the 60 million healthcare workers around the world. They deserve to get it before anybody else. Now listen here. Then you start tiering. She's a tiering, like tier one, tier two, levels of priority. Then you start tiering, answering the question of who has the highest need for COVID-19 vaccines after healthcare workers. Gates answered, listen closely, Israel, listen. Gates answered, in the United States, that would be black people next. Says, quite honestly, that would be black people next, quite honestly, and many other people of color. So, the question they asked her was, who has the highest need for COVID-19 vaccines after healthcare workers? Okay, here we go again. Gates answered, in the U.S., that would be black people. Next, quite honestly, and many other people of color. They are having disproportionate effects from COVID-19. It says, black Americans are more likely to die from COVID-19, reflecting long-standing disparities in health and inequalities in access to medical care. By April, in Illinois, for example, black people had made up about 30% of cases and about 40% of coronavirus-related deaths, according to statistics provided by the state public health agency. African Americans make up just 14.6% of the state population. So they make up 14.6% of the state of Illinois population, but they're accounting for 30% of the cases of coronaviruses and 40% of coronavirus deaths. Okay, that's what Reuters said. So you can see there, according to Reuters here, this article of Reuters, there's one group of people that's over blacks, and I'm sure it won't take too long for them to get vaccinated because they're working in the hospitals and in the medical clinics where the needles are, so they'll take care of them real quick. And matter of fact, when I think of the real quick, there's a video, if it's still out there, it's called Operation Warp Speed. And if you watch that, you can see this, I believe he's a Marine or Army general, it's one or the other. He spoke where they have planned to, once the vaccine is implemented, start to be rolling out, they plan to have everybody vaccinated within, I believe, 24 hours to 48 hours. Okay, so I'm just going to give that range. I believe it's at 24 hours. So pull up on either YouTube or Facebook or something, or Google, Operation Warp Speed, coronavirus vaccine. The whole plot is called Operation Warp Speed. But if you don't get it from there, put Operation Warp Speed coronavirus vaccine. They're planning to implement this, have it executed within 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours. That's no time to go nowhere. For you preppers, and I have nothing against the preppers. If they want to store their foods up, the canned goods in the, you know, in the cabinets and the garages and everything, the water, that's fine. Do what you feel led to do. But if they're planning on, you know, implementing this thing 24 to 48 hours, you're going to need more than prepping some canned goods. You're going to need to be in touch with the Most High.
That's right.
That's your only protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, you know, he said occupy till I come. I'm not saying don't, you know, store up your canned, but don't let that canned goods be your salvation.
That's right.
Your Uah is your only salvation. And that's why we're talking about this half-stepping, because Yahuwah's word showed you there's no half-stepping. He said you're hot or cold. If you're not hot or cold, you know. And he said, that's the only way I look at you. You're hot or cold for me. Elder, you just said you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor and self. You got to do it all for him.
That's right.
He said, those who will find me are the ones who seek me with all their heart, soul. I mean, the ones who seek me with all their heart. Those who will find me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have stepping, if you need your fix of the flesh every day or every week or whatever, and you just can't let it all go, you think you can straddle the fence all the way up to the end, you're just fooling yourselves. Because when you have to stand, you're not going to have the spirit to stand. And I'm not talking about your spirit. I'm talking about the spirit of Yahuwah. It's Ruach HaKodesh. That's going to be how you can stand. And he said he'll lead you into all truth. So who's going to lead you at that time of temptation, that time, that hour of darkness? Spirit's going to lead us. If there's anywhere for his people to go, for his people to escape, how do you think we're going to get the message? It's going to be through his spirit. That's why he gave us the spirit. He said he'll show us things to come. He said he'll lead you into all truth. So if you're half-stepping, he didn't already vomit you out of his mouth. You just don't know. You're walking in self-deception, thinking you could have Yahuwah, serve Yahuwah and Mammon, serve Yahuwah and the things of the world. You're not going to be ready. You're not going to be ready to stand, therefore, having done all to stand. You know why? Because you would have not done all to stand. When he say having done all to stand, that's when you could stand. When you say, well, Father, I've done everything I could do. He'd say, well, stand, therefore. You know, that's when the principle comes in where he says, stand still and see the salvation of your Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he's going to be mighty for us. And I pray I'm in that number, just like the elder was saying. We're humble enough to know we have to live in repentance daily.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a perpetual state of repentance. Not saying like Christianity does, you go out and sin when you want, just come back and say, Jesus, forgive me. No, we talk about being humble enough to know that we have this treasure, like Shaul said, in earthen vessels. That means these vessels are not pure. So they might be prone to sin. They might be prone to misdeeds. So we have to confess every day. We have to lay it on the line every day. Say, Yahuwah, if I've done anything to offend you, if I've done anything wrong, even sin that's hidden in my heart that I may not know of, forgive me, cleanse me, create in me a clean heart, renew within me a right spirit, circumcise my heart. You know, let me have a pure conscience before you. We have to walk in a perpetual state of repentance. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Everybody quote, including myself, quote that all the time. That's not a one-shot deal. You live that every day. Turning from our wicked ways, turning to him, humbling ourselves, seeking his face. Turning from our wicked ways, repenting, a perpetual state of repentance. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is before us daily. Jesus said, I die daily. We die daily to the flesh. They mortify the deeds of the flesh. So, but if you think you could get away with it, like we read about our poor ancestors back in 2 Kings chapter 17, where they thought they could just live on both sides of the fence, it didn't work out well for them. Didn't work out well then. Captivity of Assyria didn't work out well. We are always in and out of captivity, but now you know why. We want the protection. We want the blessings of Yahuwah. but we want the trappings of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work out like that. That's why it's only going to be a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 29, Romans 9:27, Elder, and this will probably be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it says, though the number of Israel be as the sand of the sea,
mm-hmm.
only a remnant is going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, Israel, to be in that remnant. And
hallelujah.
Pray that you be able to stand in the dark hour that's coming.
Hallelujah.
That voice, those of you who need white validation, you know, you got to hear it from a white organization. Well, I just read to you one. That's what's coming down the pipe. I guess you feel good because there's one group of people over you. At least that's what they say, the healthcare workers. But look who's next. Look who's next, Elder. And guess who's next?
Not good.
Not good. Not good. But I'm gonna call it a night from there.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, before I go, I'm gonna repeat it again. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This goes for me and all of us. If my people who are called by my name
mm-hmm.
will humble themselves and seek my face, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. It's time to get it right. Israel,
okay.
Let's get it right. There is no half step. There is no middle ground. In Yahuwah's eyes, you're either hot or cold, and you don't want to be cold.
That's
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, because if you want to stay hot, you know, you definitely, we have the word here. He has given it to us, and like I told you, like we read earlier, John 6:63, he told us, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay? It's important. And the words that Yahuwah and Yahusha has spoke to us, okay? This is our life. This is it. Okay? Proverbs 2, I'm going to look at that real quick, and verse 3. It says here, yeah, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, okay? These are things we may have to do while not finding ourselves doing. And verse 4 says, if thou seekest her as silver, you know, and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yahuwah. And find the knowledge of Yahuwah. You see? All we gotta do, you know, that's all we gotta do is seek for him, okay? Cry after him, you see? And search for him. Happy is the man. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. You see? That's what this crying after her, after this knowledge and so forth, okay? Lifting up that voice for understanding. Okay? There it is. He gave it to you. I told you he's given us everything we need. You know? It's up to us to get it, pull it together so that we can have a sound mind, a correct mind, so that we can make the right decisions in all cases. Okay? No matter what we're going through. Okay? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Okay? Forget it not. Don't forget it. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. You see? Don't just go away from these words, okay? Proverbs 15:14 says, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools, okay, feedeth on foolishness, okay? Now, you can be a fool if you want to run out there and shout in the street just because Joe Biden, you done went and pulled that lever and voted for him and so forth, and Kamala Harris and him now sitting up there to be the president of the United States, and you're going to sit around and go and just rejoice and celebrate, okay? You see what it says about a fool, okay? But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness, because that's what that word is. That's foolishness. That's
right.
I can say, okay? And buy the truth, it says, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. you see, giving us that. This is what it's telling us to do here, okay? And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, okay? We have that opportunity to do these things right now, okay? Because if we do them, then happy is we, that we will be, okay? And but you think celebrating Biden's election thing, you think that's going to get you somewhere? That's going to help take you straight on to hell where you will go, right behind him, you see? Because that's where he's basically is leading you. He is not planning on doing anything righteous for Yahuwah, for the people of Yahuwah, okay? I don't know how he's thinking. I don't even care because the way he's thinking is meaning nothing to me. You see, when you've got some demon up there, you know, acting like, you know, he's almighty and so forth, and all of these people out there, they've been deceived. Babylon is messing them up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the scripture says Babylon is fallen. Now, you can run around out there and celebrate like you think you're just going to make it happen anyway, make everything just beautiful. No, the world of Satan will never be beautiful, okay?
That's right.
It will always be on the down slope, okay? So you're too late if you thought it was time for you to make it now. Make the American dream now. Okay. Because you forgot what Yahuwah said after the 400 years expires of the time that the children of Israel would be in this land. You see? You don't forget what he said now. He said, judgment, I will judge this nation.
That's right.
That's what he's going to do. That's what you better be looking forward to. That. And try to prepare yourself with your maker. Because if you don't, you're going to be caught out there too late.
Finding
yourself, you know, being denied. Told you're going to be hearing the words, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You see? And so if you hear those voices coming in your head, you can just kiss it goodbye. You know?
Yeah.
Kiss your own butt goodbye. Because you ain't got nothing going on. That's it. So, okay. That's why it tells us in Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. You see?
Yeah.
That I am Yahuwah, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. Okay? This is what Yahuwah said. He does. In the earth. For in these things I delight, said Yahuwah. So hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay?
So we better get our priorities straight in our head, inside of our head.
That's right.
Because right now, you know, a lot of us running around being completely foolish. You see? You're being foolish so in such a way that there won't be any hope for you, any redeeming for you. Because you become so foolish following behind this junk that we see these in the political world out there, that you get deceived, because that's the problem. You deceive yourself, you see, and they're thinking that you got something going. Oh, look at me now, woo, yeah, right. Look at you, just headed straight towards the lake, faster than you can even realize it yourself. That's where you hit, okay? So, yes, that's what it tells us. And even in Hosea, let's see what it says. It says, then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahuwah. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. You hear that? That's good stuff. That's good news. Good news. You see? Because ain't none of these demons can do anything about that. once Yahuwah shows up on the face of this earth, you through. Because see, he's shown me some things, you know, especially you just have not had the opportunity maybe to see or visualize a Malachim, an angel from heaven. Okay? You ain't seen no man yet. You wait till you look at one of them. Okay? Then you've seen something that is powerful. You know? More powerful than you can even think. Okay?
Yes.
So you need to be on their side. You need to have them. That's the person you need to be on the side with Yahuwah. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's why it's important, Israel, that you be willing to turn back to Yahuwah, okay?
That's right.
And repent, first of all, okay? And figure out what repentance means. It means turn away from your sinful deeds, okay?
Yes.
If you've done got something going to the point where it's so good to you, so you done got contaminated by it, or you, I don't know, what can I say? You stuck on it and can't turn it loose, think you can? You better turn to Yahuwah, okay?
That's right.
You better turn to him so that he can help to deliver you from that treacherous situation that you have gotten yourself into, okay? Because if you could do that, pray to Yahuwah, he will, you know, his word tells you exactly how he would handle that with you, for you, okay? So you just got to get in his word so that you can understand his word, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what I'm talking about. So at this point in time, we're just going to get ready to go ahead and close it out, this session here, and we just hope that this word that we tried to share with you has been a delight and something that you can you'll be blessed by, okay? So hallelujah. So with that being said, we are going to get ready to go ahead and close out, Elder. And if you got one last word to say or anything like that, we're gonna go ahead and close out.
Oh no, that just say shalom family, shalom Israel.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right.
Should I conquer my fears while I'm trapped in this land of dope dealers and queers and Yahudas in captivity? Man, it ain't nobody out here that can handle me, because you dealing with a soldier, and I've been hustling ever since I was 9, but now I'm older. I guess somebody should have told ya that I'm waking people's up as if they smell the Folgers. The lamentations of a Hebrew, I be young, yes we out. Man, I'm destined to live long and prosperous, and ain't nobody out here that is stopping us. We be them lions of Yehuda, disrespecting the stupid. We got 100 good rounds of scripture, and what we shooting at just guaranteed to hit ya. The royal Israelites better come take a picture. Get written Babylon, ain't nobody gonna miss ya. Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science stamped and sealed, with the gold on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. Pearly gates, streets of gold, that sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science stamped and sealed, with the gold on. Salvation.
know that sound good, don't. This is for my people who've been hit from their history.
That's you.
You really are, yeah, that's the world's biggest mystery.
Uh-huh.
We are the chosen ones, the Israelites. Jacob's fourthborn, Judah, yeah, you heard me, that's right. When I say Israelite, this what I mean. We descended from a royal bloodline full of prophets and kings. And we rule until our ancestors sinned. Started worshiping false gods, following the doctrines of men. We felt the grace, so the subject and ridicule. A black gold nation that turned in was really a pretty jewel. The meek shall inherit the earth. And Bible means basic instructions before leaving this earth. So we cursed and perverse, stiff neck and rebellious and hard headed. You know, you like the most I tell us. So we got confused with faith, confused with the name. It's a shame we don't know where we came, but look what we claim. While the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and the leaders is lying, preachers preaching deceit. And your patience possess your soul. And when you see Jerusalem looking past with armies, then you'll know that the Bible's the truth. And I'ma put my soul on it. Signed, stamped, and sealed with the bow on it. Salvation comes once a year. I show on it. Pearly gates, streets of gold. That sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth. And I'ma put my soul on it. Signed, stamped, and sealed with the bow on it. Salvation comes once a year. I show on it. Pearly gates, streets of gold. That sound good, don't it?
You ever wonder where you come from? The answer to that question, all my people run from astronomy, astrology, or even tripping on geometry, but never read the book of Deuteronomy. 28th chapter, token ain't gon' holler at the pastor. What's worse than crack, I hope about the rapture. The servant ain't above his master, so if they persecuted him pretty soon, I'll be captured. Blood in is blood out, conscious, but I'm still thugged out. Violating, you can stumped out. Order of a Zaylot, Peter had to roll with the sword. 2007, now it's the Bulldog 44, but hard for the truth. So now death is facing me, exposed to wickedness of masonry and Israelite bloodline. So I got a long list of enemies, from W. B. Bush to Pharaoh Francis. Hit the president, the pope, and all the fucking pharaohs. The gates is broad, the path is narrow. Matthew 10:31, you're worth more than many sparrows. There'll be a sword, divide bone, joint, and marrow. Soul and spirit, Hebrew, you gotta feel it. No other choice but to spit it. The world is deceived. Nowadays, you either fool or you're not. Choose your spot, they say they are choosing or not. Burn your democracy, it was established on hypocrisy. Habakkuk chapter 2 is all prophecy. I'ma roll with bed and let you gamble on philosophies. Warrior, yacht, always couldn't work properly.
The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on it.